880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, you heard the guy. This is Jim Freed. We're going to get the national perspective on commercial real estate from Stephen W. Marrera, CCIM. He's the incoming national president of the CCIM Institute. We're going to have Gil Deser, president of Deser Development, talking about the super luxury condo market here in South Florida. And we're going to have John Mahoney, social media maven and PR maven at Social Media 305. We're going to discuss the benefits of using Buffer. The stock market went up today. The oil price went a little bit down as the United States inked a tentative agreement with Iran. We don't do politics on this show, so we'll just cut the commercial and be right back with real estate talk. D, take it away.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, everybody, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we've got two presidents of CCIM with us. We've got local president Frank Rodriguez and national incoming president Stephen W. Marrera. Hey, Stephen, are you out there?
I am, Jimmy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Frankie? Frank, Earth to Frank.
Hey, hey. Mr. Jim, good afternoon.
All right, Frank, keep that phone working good because the cell phone sometimes breaks up. Now, Steve, you're incoming president of the CCIM. Just real briefly, what are you hearing nationally about the commercial real estate market?
Well, you know, we do more than hearing nationally. When you're in the national leadership team, we travel all over with ALM Media. We have something called real estate forums all over the U.S., and CCIM is an active participant in those events. And basically what happens there is we meet from 200 to 400 people in various cities and discuss all the commercial real estate trends and what's going on.
Well, that's where we met. We met there just a couple of weeks ago. We sat on the panel. You were the smart guy.
It's been a long traveling time since then, Jim. So I've just left L.A., so just give you some perspective from around the country. In L.A., the talk is multifamily downtown is a really hot product right now. It's growing the same way that we're doing down at Brickell in downtown of Miami in that area. And although they're a lot more behind, the infrastructure for downtown Miami, I'd say, is in better shape. But around the Staples Center, there's apartments going up everywhere. And, you know, California is the land of low cap rates these days. As long as the financing stays low, that'll work. So industrial and office, you're looking at stuff.
How low does it go, Steve? Returns.
Frank, Steve's wondering how low the cap rates go. Steve?
I'm here.
Yeah, Frank just asked me, how low do the cap rates go in downtown L.A.?
Oh, multifamily, 4.5, 5, and in industrial, 5. So you barely over 5.5 and nothing north of that in any property type. And then in the Houston market, it's a scenario. You know, I was in Houston 2 days ago.
Well, Steve, you got to go. You got to try to get
the markets and the prices. So every part of the U.S. Has a different take right now on commercial real estate, depending where you're sitting. So properties are starting to trade north of 6 in downtown Houston. Multifamily construction has stopped. And as I've told the group down in Miami, when you've been in this business 35 years, you see different trends. You know, I've been through 3 cycles. So the interesting thing about that is I think Florida, with the oil economy slowing down, is really well positioned for growth over the next, I'm going to call it, 3 to 5 year window, as you're already seeing in the Miami market.
Now, Steve, we talked a bit, you know, while we were up on the panel, but you really had some good thoughts about why CCIM is a great certification to have and why it was important to you to help you build your career. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So in CCIM, for a long time, actually since 2001, you know, started in 64, the designation, and it was a group of guys that basically wanted to create this.
Hey, Steve, hey, Steve, can you move close? Can you move to a little bit?
I'm actually on a lamp phone. I don't know why you're having.
It's the plate in my head. It's the plate in my head.
In the 60s, 70s, and 80s, we kind of grew CCIM through education back in the last century, we'll call it. But as of 2001, we've been working on the network. And if you got involved with CCIM, of course, you learn the common language of education, and you're going to find great technology. But what we have done since 2003, I'm going to say, is start working on the CCIM network. And we were up to about 18,000 members till the recession in 08, 09, and we're starting to see that kind of growth again, where it should be up over 13,000 this year. So networking is really what CCIM is it's going to have for a strong point going forward. And, of course, with the education, we speak a common language in how we look at commercial real estate investments.
Well, your phone sounds a lot better now, so let's go back to some of the things we didn't hear. So you were talking about cap rates. In L.A., they were low. In Houston, they were rising. I got to believe that part of that factor in Houston is a little bit of reticence to invest in an oil-based economy. What are your thoughts on the cap rates again, Steve?
Well, the caps and the cap rates in Houston right now, you know, you couldn't buy an office building there in even 6 months ago.
Right.
And they're in the fours like they are in many areas, fours and fives. But you can find a deal or two in Houston at this point. And the bet there, if you're an institutional player, is how long this is really going to last with the oil. You know, they're looking at some substantial change and consolidation in the Texas markets if oil really stays low, and there's no indicators that it's not going to for a while. So I think cap rates stay low in Florida. They stay low in California, not so low in Houston. That's where the deals are. But, you know, you're going to have to ride a wave there. And whether it's a long wave or a short wave is going to depend on oil prices.
How about the Northeast, Steve? What are you seeing up there?
Well, New York, you can't touch anything. It's kind of in there. And the Boston markets are pretty tight also as far as office and industrial goes. There's a little bit of opening in multifamily, and there's some growth going on through the Connecticut markets and in the upper New York right now with apartment construction. So cap rates are about the same as they are everywhere else, and good solid investments still 5, but it's hard to get a 5% return. Another thing you're seeing in the Northeast is you're seeing in Miami, at least in New York, in the 10 major markets, is a big inflow of capital from both Asia and Europe at this point. You can't get a return in the European investment at this point. And having a safe flight of capital is where a lot of folks are going as they come bringing more money into the U.S. every day.
Hey, Frank, are you still on the line with us?
I am. I'm listening carefully to our incoming 2016 president, yeah.
Frank, you have a question for Steve? You had a good one before about the cap rates. Give me another good one. You're beating me up
here. Yeah, so, well, actually, you know, I think that we're not too shy away from how California and Los Angeles is doing on multifamily cap rates. There's been a lot of compression in our market. So, Steve, I guess it sounds like you're saying our market is very similar to an L.A. market right now on overall moving cap rates.
I think the difference with Florida is that we're just beginning to experience a true resurgence of growth and it's getting some traction and velocity. I know Miami market is red hot right now, but you know some of these other places, real estate has been back for a couple of years. The way I'm up here in the Orlando market when I'm home, and I think we've just started. I think we've got a 3 to 5 year run, unless interest rates go crazy, and there's no indication that's going to happen, of growth again in Florida.
Well, there was that hint. Wall Street Journal, all over.
Well, you know, they're talking, Frank is saying that they're hinting about the long-term rates going up. But, Frank, the Wall Street Journal's been pushing back, the Federal Reserve's been pushing back the kickoff date from April to now, maybe later in the year. So I think we got a little bit of breathing room. Steve, you're in Orlando. How about the hospitality market?
Hospitality market now is pretty hot in Orlando. They're actually starting to build hotels again, which amazes me. I mean, it hasn't been that busy that long, but you know, lend the money, and any developer, lend it and they will build. And along I Drive and in some areas, a couple new hotels are starting to go up, and we're seeing new construction again.
How about Tampa?
I'm sorry?
How about in Tampa? What are you seeing over in Tampa?
I haven't seen hospitality construction yet, personally, in Tampa, but I know the market's pretty hot. I have looked over at some apartments. I do institutional investment and private family office investment, so some of my guys are coming out of the oil economies and looking to put money in Florida at this point. So I've been looking in Tampa. I've been looking in Jacksonville and also in Orlando and South Florida.
Well,
the amazing thing is there's so much heavy occupancy right now. Everything is full, and construction is starting. So the balance of the new stuff coming online with what's up and existing in the pipeline will be where the rubber meets the road as far as how long prices stay where they are.
Well, we've only got about a minute and a half left. So, Frankie, you got a couple last things you want to throw in here on us?
Sure. We brought in Steve. It's a very different perspective overall for the CCIM, and he's right with National, working with them arduously to make sure that we're well recognized and well represented. And I want to take the opportunity to thank them for that, because there's a lot of efforts on what we call designation promotion and making sure that the general public is aware of what a CCIM does. And here in Miami, we've decided, you know, with our radio show to do this effort as designation promotion, and I think it's on the forefront of what Steve believes, because we do believe that we provide the best in the commercial real estate as far as comes as practitioners.
Well, Frank, one of the guys, I was having lunch today, one of the guys came up to me and said, Jim, you know, I know the CCIMs are sponsors on your show. Does it make sense for me to get a CCIM? I'm in construction. I said, well, if you're in construction, it certainly does, because it shows people you know about the investment side too. Steve, we've only got about we've only got 30 seconds left, Steve. I'm going to give you the last word since you're the national president.
So the real secret to CCIM is once you go through our education program, you'll get a common language through the four core classes of being able to discuss cap rates, to be able to discuss return on investment, and be able to position investment. So as a developer, you'll be able to raise money. As a broker, you'll be able to show your clients a better scenario as far as how they can make a good investment decision. As an appraiser, you'll be able to write up an appraisal and be able to get access to great technology. Our technology system, CCIM Tech Site to Do Business, has awesome demographics in every place around the country. And basically, with 12,000 people across the U.S. that are participating in our program in every market in the U.S., you're going to have access to information and someone that can really help you do the deal and get to the heart of the deal right away. And that's how I would wrap it up and define CCIM, Jim.
I think it's great. And what I told the young man was that I like the network. The network is what makes it for me with the CCIM. And when you talk that common language, it really helps to get the message across. We want to thank Frank and Steve for bringing the CCIMs here and bringing us real estate credibility here on the front end of the show. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
you do a great job for commercial real estate all over South Florida. We appreciate what you're doing in our industry.
Really appreciate it, Steve. Love the endorsement. The check's in the mail. We'll be back after this. D, take it away.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity. You know the roof on fire. We go boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
Listen, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. You know what that means? It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Get ready, Miami. The wait is over, and baseball's back with opening day at Marlins Park. Experience it live on Monday, April 6th at 4:10 as the Marlins take on the Braves. Gates open at 2, so come early and be in your seats for all the opening day festivities. Plus, all fans receive a 2015 magnetic schedule courtesy of Leon Medical Centers. Don't miss the start of a spectacular new season on April 6th. Get your tickets at Marlins.com today. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and Gil, even though he can make it across the world driving in the Gumball Rally, can't usually make it across South Florida to get here on time. I know you're listening, Gil, just giving you a hard time. I know he's on his way. Gil's on his way. He'll be here soon. And before we get started with Johnny 305, I want to give a special high-five shout-out to my good buddy Richie, who can't stop texting me today. Richie, glad you're listening. Hope you're liking the show. Johnny 305, you're up next, bud.
Hi, James. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm really, really good. Great to be on the show again.
Hey, it's my pleasure, John, and we really appreciate all the support you give the show through the retreats, the tweets, the consulting work, and really just helping us learn to speak the language of Twitter and all the other social media stuff that you help us do all the time. Now, Johnny, tell me a little bit about your newest trick, Buffer. What's Buffer all about? I mean, I ask that because I want to hear it for the people, because I use Buffer all the time, and I think it just smokes it.
It is. It is actually, it's great for people, especially professionals that are running their own social media accounts and don't really necessarily have the time to quote unquote be as social as they'd like to be. You know, it's you go to work, you do your 9 to 5, you have your events, you have meetings, and you're just not on Facebook, you're not on Twitter. And you know what? We all know there's a real world out there, and you have to do your job, but you also want to support your community and market your brand and create activity. Buffer app is a very simple. It's an app that links right into your browser. You could use it on Mozilla, Firefox. You could use it on Google Chrome. And it's just a little button on top of the browser. And what happens is anything that you're reading or looking at on the internet, you know, just you could be, you know, reading the New York Times, the New York Post, or the Miami Herald, whatever it might be, whatever you're looking at on the internet, with this little Buffer app and this little icon, you just press it and a little window appears and it gives you the opportunity to share that article or whatever it is that you're looking at to LinkedIn, to Twitter, or to Facebook. And most importantly, you could set that.
Hey, Johnny, let that trucker pass. You might as well just want to pass, you know, there you go. You got it going now, John. Just let the guy go by. It's Miami. You just got to let the truck go by.
No, that's my alarm for the radio show.
Even better. Woo-woo.
But sorry, everybody.
That's awesome, Johnny. We're all about the sounds. You're the best.
Yeah. So anyway, but what happens is that so it really keeps it simple. Like, you know, with freedombusiness.com, you can just go to the Freedom Business, which you do. Go to freedombusiness.com. And whatever article you're looking at, the blog post, the past radio show, a segment, an interview, you just hit the Buffer app, a window pops up, and it gives you the opportunity to share it on the most popular social networks. And the best part, you can either share it right now, immediately, or Buffer will schedule that post automatically for you when your network is at its busiest time. It has like an algorithm that knows, hey, you know, at 7 p.m. at night, Jim Freed's accounts or the Freedom Business accounts have the most activity. The most people are actually online being social, and it will automatically send out that article or that post for you. So it keeps the account holder very active, and it allows you to really, you know, stick to your business. And let's be honest, you know, I deal with a lot of businesses. I do a lot of consulting, and the one problem we have, everybody wants to be social, but they don't have the time. They have a business to run. And Buffer helps simplify that.
I'll tell you what else Buffer does. It helps me out because what the radio show does is it creates a lot of content. And I know that a lot of people like to see the content. So it has a thing where you can rebuffer it. And I can actually schedule a whole week of all my social engagement of my historic stuff, and then I can do my live stuff whenever I want on a current basis. It really helps me out. And it's really, I think, you know, the CCIM is the PhD in real estate. Well, I think the Buffer app helps me have my PhD in social media.
I think so, too. Really, you know, I started using Buffer app, and just everyone that's listening, they could find it at buffer.com. and you just get the little Chrome extension and add it to your browser, so that way they can go find it. But, you know, for me as an example, every morning, specifically on my phone when I'm having my coffee, I go through the day's news. And just on my phone, if I want to share that, it gets shared immediately. But with the Buffer app, and you can have it on your phone as well, it enables me to really share it throughout the day. So I could share something in the morning, I could share something in the afternoon, in the evening. And as I said, you know, Buffer runs off an algorithm, so it'll really share it at the perfect time. Comparable to if you were to schedule a post on your own, you're, all right, I'll schedule one at 9 o'clock, I'll schedule one at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. So who knows who's on? You know, other people have jobs too, and everybody has a business to run, and we're in a very entrepreneurial city here, and being in Miami. So having Buffer being able to really look at your network and saying that, hey, 3 p.m. is the busiest time, and that is the best time to share the Freedom Business content, it simplifies it, keeps it easy, and at the end of the day, you look good.
Now, how does somebody do that, Johnny? Because that's a new trick for me. How do you use the Buffer algorithm?
They have that themselves. That's built into their program, and that was really one of the main features, because if we look at like a TweetDeck or we look at like a Hootsuite, they all allow you to schedule posts.
Yes.
But you have to take that time. And Buffer's claim to fame was that their computers will pick the best time for you.
Oh, man, I need to get more. You got to give me a little more coaching up on that, Johnny. I really want to use that. Hey, D, how much more time do I have in this segment? Oh, I got a little more. Oh, Johnny, we got a couple more minutes. So, Johnny, you know, you take the news, you take the content, you pop it out to everybody. Do you have to send it to all the different social media platforms, or can you be selective on Buffer?
Absolutely be selective. Absolutely. One thing that everyone really kind of should remember regarding social media is on every platform, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, at least these top, which what we're talking about today, they are different audiences. You know, let's say you and I, we're friends and followers across the board. So we're connected on Facebook, we're connected on LinkedIn, we're connected on Twitter. But that doesn't mean that I want to see the same thing on all three platforms. So let's say on LinkedIn, I definitely want it to be business. On Twitter, I definitely wanted to see your content, but, you know, like you tag Carrick, you tag the Miami Dolphins, you tag Warren Henry, so they're involved in the conversation. But at the end of the day, on Facebook, I want it to be more personal. I want to see you at Dolphin Stadium or see you at a football game. So with your content, don't always send it to the same platforms at the same time. You know, spread it out and really kind of figure out who's on there. You know, with my Facebook page, my mom and my aunt and my family's on there. So I don't want to, quote unquote, market to them. But Twitter and LinkedIn, that's what it's there for.
Yeah, I do that. I schedule all that stuff at different times, different numbers, different dates, and different content on each one. And the Buffer app really allows me to do that. We've only got another couple of minutes left, Johnny. I'm wondering, you know, we're still waiting for Gil to get here. Can you hang on and do another segment with me?
Absolutely. Anything you need, buddy.
All right. Well, great. D, how about it? Are we about on time? All right, Johnny, stick with us. We'll be right back with more social media from the man, Social Media 305, John Mahoney, back after this. You may be walking on sunshine, but with Warren Henry, you can drive. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Would you like insight from South Florida's top business minds? Check out the debut issue of South Florida Business and Wealth with our exclusive interview with Related Group Chairman George Perez. Find out what neighborhoods are hot and where there's money to be made. sfbwmag.com.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey, you know, as a high-powered executive, I demand the best for my health, and I know you do too. And with a UHealth Executive Physical, that's just what you get. From the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service, from a personal concierge to guide you through your visit to a customized preventive health care plan that helps keep you feeling your best. For follow-up care, you have access directly to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust UHealth to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738 today.
And now, 880 The Biz Traffic.
We are dealing with a few accidents, disabled vehicles as well. Left lane is blocked, 95 Express Lane northbound at Northwest 62nd Street. Also, a vehicle broken down, the shoulder's blocked, 95 southbound before Miami Gardens Drive. An accident off on the shoulder, 95 southbound before the Palmetto Expressway. And an off-ramp is blocked, a vehicle fire blocking the left lane. This is 95 southbound at Southwest 10th Street. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. And hey, everybody, you heard us talking about UHealth before. Well, UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. It brings us the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And everybody, we know that by now. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations throughout South Florida. And what sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other? Cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, hey, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for 11 years in a row, and it also contains the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. You know, you can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. You know, you can discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice. Sugar and spice.
Oh, yeah, I feel nice, like sugar and spice. We're on with my good buddy, John Mahoney, a.k.a. Social Media 305. Johnny, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Great to be here.
Hey, okay. Now, listen, I've been having my phone popping here, and it's because all of the notices that I put up on social media have been happening and popping, and and registering on my phone. And that's what makes Buffer really good. It helps me pre-program my social media content so it goes out when I need it to.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And it keeps it simple. It allows you to do business, be really kind of community-oriented, but while you're also focused on exactly where you're, for lack of a better word, where your bread and butter is. You
know? Now, Johnny, we talked about the Buffer app. What are some of the platforms you use the Buffer app to help you process?
With the Buffer app specifically, I use it for LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. And, you know, I'm in the business, so I'm a very active person to begin with. It is my business to be out there talking, communicating, creating this type of content. So in that aspect, you know, I can really personally bounce back and forth in real time through these platforms. And if you look, like, with a Buffer app or with any app, Facebook doesn't really allow it to move through the feed because it's a third-party app. So what happens is like with Twitter, it goes direct out there. Everybody sees it. LinkedIn goes direct out there. Everybody sees it. But one thing you want to do, and you always want to remember, in regards to Facebook, you really want to go direct to Facebook to put your content out there. And with the technology that we all have in our hands, you know, the iPhones, the Galaxies, and all these smartphones, you can really run and manage your Facebook page from your phone, which means even though you're buffering your content from your blog or your website, if you do go to a great restaurant or you're at a cool conference, there's no reason for you not to check in with your phone via your Facebook business page. So not really kind of using Jim Fried, but Fried on Business is at Sonesta Coconut Grove, or Fried on Business is at the CCIM conference. And that's when you put a picture out there, you check in, and what happens is because you're using the Facebook platform directly, Facebook will show you or show that content to more people. And if you look at your Facebook page, you'll see the views. So if you look at, let's say, a Buffer post, you're only going to get 1, 2, 10 likes, and maybe you get 100 views. But if you go direct from your phone to Facebook, now all of a sudden your views are 350, 400 people. Your likes are 20 or 30. And that's because Facebook wants you using their platform. You know, they, like Google, are, you know, a media company. They have to stay in business, so they can't have the likes of a Buffer or a Hootsuite or a TweetDeck pumping out content, because that means there's no point in actually going to Facebook. You follow what I'm saying?
I totally follow it. I'm actually taking notes, Johnny, and I hope other people are too. Do Facebook direct, but the business outlets, Twitter and LinkedIn, that's what Buffer's really best for, and I've got to have you help me put my Facebook page and stuff like that. You got to help me out there. It's going to be really cool. I can't wait to do that. Now, I want to say a special shout out because we just got a tweet from we just got a text from one of my good friends, Tommy from the Marlins. I'm going to tell Tommy that I can't wait to see him on opening day. It was great to see him when I was over there the other day with John Albert getting my tickets. I saw Billy the Marlin out when I was at the Polo Club matches out in Wellington, a couple of weeks ago. It's really exciting. I really can't wait to get all fired up. We got the Marlins ad on this week with my favorite song, Miami Marlins, and I am getting ready to dive in. So, Tommy, high five out to you, Johnny. So, when I'm going to the Marlins game on Monday, I got to be doing Facebook Direct, you're telling me.
Yeah, absolutely. Facebook has a separate app for pages. So you could just go to your app, search app, and just go to Facebook Pages app. Download that, and it'll give you access to your page. So, like, when you went to Wellington to the Polo matches, one, those photos you want to put on freedombusiness.com, freedombusiness.com, but the Freedom Business Facebook page.
Sure.
And also, check in. So that way, when you're physically posting that photo, it is checking you into the Wellington Polo Field. And that right there is really, really important. Facebook loves it when you do that. You'll get a ton of views, and the Wellington Polo Club gets notified, Fried on Business just checked in. So not only do they see that Jim Fried's here, but they see Fried on Business is here, and that's how these connections are made.
Johnny, you're like giving out pearls of wisdom, dude. Gold. I mean, keep on rolling,
it's
bud.
It's what I do, dude. It's what I do, you know?
Well, geez, you're the man.
Yeah.
You're the man.
I accidentally got involved in this social media thing, and what happened was I just started meeting some of the top people in Miami, and that right there was worth its weight in gold. It's not just about, hey, let's pump our content and let's brag about our own company, but it's about being part of the community. And that's how businesses come about. Look how long you and I know each other.
Yeah, I know. It's been great for me. It's absolutely been great.
It's been great for me, too. I've had a lot of fun. But that is specifically because I was out there using Facebook. And then one of your friends said, hey, you should meet this guy, Jim. And now look at us. So it really does work. But you really need to be part of the community. And it can't be, hey, let me brag about my business. If you want to brag about your business, go get an infomercial and a 1-800 number. But if you want to be part of the community, let everybody know where you are. You know, if you're having lunch in Brickell, hey, we're having lunch in Brickell. We're at Ocean Air today. And check in on Facebook and talk to the restaurant through Twitter. And then what you do is you can say, listen, we were discussing this over lunch at Ocean Air, and here's the blog post. And then you put that out on LinkedIn.
Wow, John, that's just pearls of wisdom. Dee, how much more time do I got here with Johnny? Dee is forgetting. He's talking to Larry. You remember Larry. Larry's the guy who's the real fist that brings it down hard here at 8 a.m. Dee, how much more time do I got left on this segment? Dee? How much more time do we got left on the segment? Oh, we got plenty of time, Johnny, a whole 3 minutes. So listen,
awesome.
John, who are some of the clients that you're working with now on your social media campaigns?
I work with really in the hospitality and event industry.
Okay.
So I work with a few catering companies. I work with a few event locations. And it's really been really towards the event side, especially this year. Once we went into September and October, I mean, it absolutely just took off. But mainly what I enjoy to do and where I think it's best for companies is the consulting and education. Because, you know, a lot of companies have outsourced their social media to us. But when I deal with, like, an event company, they might have 10 employees that are doing 6 events in one night. So it's not about, hey, here's a picture, here's a picture, here's a picture. You know, we want this brand to be on location. Hey, we're at this hotel. We're at this Gaia. We're at this building. You know, whether it's like a building opening or a VIP event in a design district, I want those employees to really be the voice of their own company. You know, it's the name of the game. You know, it's a voice. So that's what we like to do, the consulting, the education, and that's where the company and the brands get the longevity of social media.
Now,
and it's very important.
Now, Johnny, if people want to find you, and this is the part that's going to be absolutely hilarious because it totally backs into everything that you're doing, how do they reach you?
You can, A, very simply just search social media 305. On any platform, put it into the internet, go to Facebook, go to Twitter, do whatever you want, and we'll pop up there. But if they need something a little bit more old school, my telephone number is 305-710-2273.
Hey, Johnny, you were pretty good, but we still got a lot of Jets fans out there, so go a little slow for them and give me that phone number and the handles again.
305-710-2273.
All right.
Call or text me anytime.
Johnny, you're the best. I want to thank John Mahoney, Social Media 305, for calling in and helping us with our social media outlook and tips today. Johnny, thanks so much. High five. Hashtag high five to you, Johnny.
Hashtag high five, man. It's always a great time. Thank you, Jim.
All right, Johnny. We'll be back after this short break. Gil didn't make it. I'm going to give you the South Florida condo market update because I know, because I do it every day. We're also going to talk a little bit about Lauren's kids and why Lauren walks. We'll be right back after this. D, it is all yours now. All right, everybody. You know it's good business to give your customers what they want. Social Media 305 sure does, and so does the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships. You know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They know it, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinities, and that's more than one, that's a whole bunch of Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price each time because they guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, well, in either case, you'll get the Warren Henry advantage. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right. And I want to remind everybody about Lauren's Kids. Go to laurenskids.org. Lauren is walking her way from Key West to Tallahassee. She's about halfway there now. The woman is just out there killing it for our kids. She's working hard. You got to go out. You got to support Lauren's Kids. Go to laurenskids.org. I'll tell you more about what I saw this weekend when I was with my wife at the Lauren's Kids event up at the Seminole Hard Rock Cafe. But for now, support our kids. It's okay to tell. You know, 95% of child abuse can be stopped by education. Educate your kids today. Go to laurenskids.org to learn more.
Get ready, Miami. The wait is over, and baseball's back with opening day at Marlins Park. Experience it live on Monday, April 6th at 4:10 as the Marlins take on the Braves. Gates open at 2, so come early and be in your seats for all the opening day festivities. Plus, all fans receive a 2015 magnetic schedule courtesy of Leon Medical Centers. Don't miss the start of a spectacular new season on April 6th. Get your tickets at Marlins.com today. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I know I told everybody when we marketed the show that we'd be doing the Buffer app in the fourth segment, but we had a little blip in our scheduling, so Johnny came on at 6:15. If you want to hear what Johnny and I talked about regarding using the Buffer app to build your brand and build your business, just wait, and we'll have it up on the www.freedonbusiness.com. Our website. So go to our website. We'll have Johnny up there probably no later than Saturday morning. So look for Johnny talking about the Buffer app with me and how to market your business with Buffer. I want to remind everybody, join me at IMN's third annual Single Family Rental Investment Forum for Single Family Rentals. It's April 20th to 22nd at the Loews Miami Beach Hotel. The conference is sold out. You missed your chance. But if you want to go, send me an email, jim@freedonbusiness, and I'll do what I can to see if I can get you in there at a discounted rate. So call me, or rather email me, jim@freedonbusiness, if you want to go to the IMN Single Family Rental Investment Forum. Now I want to talk a little bit about why we support Lauren Book and why I walked with Lauren Book and Coach Spo. You can look up on the Freed on Business Facebook page, my Twitter feed. You can see the photos of myself and my wife and Coach Spo as we walked around the arena supporting Lauren's Kids with the rest of the Heat organization. It was one of the most powerful experiences I've had in a long time. Lauren, last year we had probably 40 or 50 people. This time there was well over 150, 200 people with us. It was amazing. High five to Uncle Ron Book, Coach we like to call him, Ron Book, who helps us help keep kids safe. You can support Lauren's Kids a number of ways. Go to laurenskids.org to learn that it's okay to tell. Learn how you can help educate your kid to keep your child safe, because 95% of child sexual abuse can be stopped simply with education. You'll learn what grooming is and all the other things that the people that are out to abuse your kid do to help steal their innocence. You can also buy a license plate to support Lauren's kid. And, of course, they've got Lauren's Kingdom, Lauren's recently published book that's available on all the big things, Amazon and all the other book-selling sites. And you go there, you can help support Lauren's kids, and you can learn what you need to do to help your keep your child safe. For the next couple of minutes, I'm going to talk about the South Florida condo market, and the South Florida condo market continues to evolve. The super luxury market segment has good traction. The other market segments also have good traction, but we're starting to see the impact of the strong dollar and changes in the ability for people like the Brazilians to get their money out of the country. So you're seeing fewer Brazilians, but you're seeing more locals and more people moving here from the Northeast. So while the strong dollar is having an impact, for instance, people that bought their condos early and put down a lot in cash, well, they made a lot of money, even if it's only on the increase in value they get with the dollar versus their local currency. And you're seeing more locals and the Northeasterners buy. As the deposit terms change, you're seeing the more local people buy. And also you're seeing most of these projects going up in the urban locations. And as the prices on these condos rise and the cost to build new properties increases, you're going to start to see the comeback of the condo conversion. We've started investing in some condo conversions in other markets, and we're looking at Miami. And as soon as the numbers make sense, I got to believe that us and our firm and other firms out there will begin to invest in condo conversions too. So the condo conversion market is strong, is beginning to pick up steam. The standard condo business is strong. And the other segment of the multifamily housing market, apartments, well, my goodness, that just is raging. It is almost impossible to find a good site to build your apartment project today. And one of the big trends across the country and also here locally is to build your projects in the urban core. And it's not cheap to do that. It usually means you're building a high density project, a high rise. And if that's the case, then it's going to cost more than it would to build out in the suburbs. So as people want to move in where land is scarce and construction costs are high, it is inevitable that rents and prices will rise. And I hear everybody say, well, Jim, there's all kinds of land out there. Not, you know, get in your boat and drive up and down the coast. You'll see that every inch of South Florida's intracoastal, south of Aventura, is built up now. And if you want to build condos and buy land to do it in the next cycle, well, you're just going to have to buy something that's existing and tear it down. And what does that mean? That means the price will be even higher. So the fundamentals are pointing in the direction of a continuing increase in value in the long term for both for sale property, that's condominiums, and also on rental properties. And I can tell you now, if you think you're going to be able to live in a new project, you better get your eye peeled, because they're going to go fast. The best projects and the best locations are going to lease up. And the B quality projects, well, hell, heck, they're, oh, can I say hell on this station? I guess I just did twice, didn't I? Well, I know, D. Wash my mouth out with soap. Anyway, you better get moving, because you got to get your space. If you don't have your space where you want it, it's going to not be the same this time. There won't be blocks of empty condos. No, no, no. And remember, that didn't really last as long as people thought it would. Hey, I want to give another high five out to Tommy from the Marlins for emailing us. Tommy, I'm looking forward to working with you on the Marlins B2B program this summer. I want to thank our other sponsors, too. Kind Snacks. My goodness, I can't tell you till it's done, but we're working on some really exciting things with Kind Snacks. And if we can put those things together, my goodness, we'll help a whole bunch of young people. South Florida Business and Wealth. Hey, look for my column in South Florida Business and Wealth magazine. I recap a lot of the key guests every month in South Florida Business and Wealth. And it also has some of the best business news here in town. My goodness, thank you to Frank and Steve and the rest of the CCIMs for bringing us our great guest, Steve Marrera, today. He's the incoming president of the CCIMs. I met him a few weeks ago. The man is terrific. I love that guy. I want to thank our big sponsor, UHealth. Hey You Health, thank you so much for improving wellness in our community and helping us get the message out to all the people in South Florida. Warren Henry Automotive. Hey, Peter Quinones, man. High five to you. Make sure you don't go too fast when you're coming with me to the Marlins game. And hey, Larry's in from Warren Henry. That's who's joining me at opening day. I want to thank the NFL alumni, Berger, Singerman, Lawrence Kids, and the Miami Dolphins. And You Health, of course, I want to thank the listeners. Go to our Facebook page, like our Facebook page, tell your friends. I'm on @JimFried, @FriedOnBusiness is our Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our webpage, www.freedombusiness.com. That's where you can hear Johnny and I talking about Buffer. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. And, you know, it's on next Thursday at 6 p.m., and it's on because I just love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Thank you, D. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yeah. Who loves you, baby? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Encore, encore, encore's next week. D, it's yours.
You say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a lone ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. Ba-do-do-do.